Good morning, everybody. As always, it's wonderful to see you guys here at our wonderful Jewish Sangha of supporting each other in our meditation journeys, mindfulness journeys. So again, welcome. I say this every time I leave, that it's a true blessing to be here. So this week's parsha, its name is Vayechel, meaning he assembled or gathered. It portrays a fantastic journey of sanctifying time and space, Shabbat, and the building of the Mishkan. In verses 1 through 3, Moshe says, "Hashem has commanded you to, on 6 days, work may be done, but on the seventh day you shall have a Sabbath of complete rest. Holy to Yud-Heh Vav-Heh. Whoever does any work on it shall be put to death." And I think this is the first time that a death sentence was talked about in regards to not obeying, excuse me, the rules of Shabbat. It goes on to say, "You shall kindle no fire throughout your settlements on the Sabbath day." And this is in reference to the building of the Mishkan. He says, "The whole community of Israel," he says to the whole community of the Israelites, "this is what Yud-Heh Vav-Heh has commanded." And I just want to read a few more verses about the instructions because they're so exact and detailed. And as they say, God is in the details. So the parsha goes on to say in the following verses, "Take from among you gifts to Yud-Heh Vav-Heh. Everyone whose heart is so moved shall bring them gifts for Yud-Heh Vav-Heh, gold and silver and copper, blue, purple, and crimson yarns, fine linen and goat's hair, tanned ram skins, dolphin skins, and acacia wood, oil for lighting, spices for the anointing oil, and for the aromatic incense, lapis lazuli and other stones for setting, for the ephod and the breastplate. And let all among you who are skilled come and make all that Yud-Heh Vav-Heh has commanded. The tabernacle, its tent and its covering, its clasps and its planks, its bars, its posts and its sockets, the ark and its poles, the cover and the curtain for the screen, the table and its poles, and all its utensils, and the bread of display, the lampstand for lighting, its furnishing and its lamps, and the oil for lighting. The altar of incense and its poles, the anointing oil and the aromatic incense, and the entrance screen for the entrance of the tabernacle. The altar of burnt offering, its copper grating, its poles and all its furnishings, the laver and its stand, the hangings of the enclosure, its posts and its sockets, the screen for the gate of the court, the pegs for the tabernacle, the pegs for the enclosure and their cords, the service vestments for the officiating in the sanctuary, the sacral vestments of Aaron and the priest, and the vestments of his sons for priestly service." So the whole community of the Israelites left Moses' presence, and everyone who excelled in ability and everyone whose spirit was moved came bringing to Yud-Heh Vav-Heh an offering for the work of the tent of meeting and for all its service and for the sacral vestments. Men and women, all whose hearts moved them, all who would make an elevation offering of gold to Yud-Heh Vav-Heh, came bringing brooches, earrings, rings, pendants, and gold of all objects of all kinds. And then the parsha goes on to say that persons that had skills for which these tasks and which these groups bought particular items were also found. They were, then we have the verse, "And thus the Israelites, all the men and women whose hearts moved them to bring Anything for the work that Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, through Moses, had commanded to be done, brought it as a freewill offering. And then we're introduced to Azazel, the talented craftsperson, and all the skilled persons whom Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh had endowed with skill and ability to perform expertly all the tasks connected with the service of the sanctuary, to carry out all that Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh has commanded. And the people brought so many gifts that Moses, had to ask them to stop. So this is all quite amazing. The community is brought together to do this amazing work with one goal, establishing the Mishkan, bringing it to fruition. The Parsha starts with reminding the people about sacred time, Shabbat, so that they remember to stop working on the Mishkan during Shabbat. And also as a way of saying, we all observe Shabbat, and those who don't will be punished. And then the Parsha immediately describes all the necessary items needed and rules to be followed in the building of the sacred space, the Mishkan. So here we have a people who've lived through slavery, crossed the opening of the sea to freedom, complained a lot when they crossed into their freedom, built the golden calf, and now, together as a community, they're going to build a sacred space that they will be able to carry with them on their journey to the Promised Land. They now have, through their efforts together, the building of their community, perhaps even a spiritual community, built on the foundation of both sacred time, Shabbat, and sacred space, the Mishkan. When I was reading the Parsha, I imagined the excitement of everybody who was moved to bring their contributions, material or skills, and how they worked together to bring to fruition this sacred space, and how they had shared a vision of Shabbat and the Mishkan, and how that experience built a strong bond between them. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks talks about Vayikel in this way. Vayikel is thus no ordinary episode in the history of Israel. It marks the essential insight to emerge from the crisis of the golden calf. We find God in community. We develop virtue, strength of character, and a commitment to the common good in community. Community is local. It is society with a human face. And Rabbi Shefa Goh says that Vayikel blesses us with the awareness of the true nature of the heart that is unconstrained by fear. Our true nature is ruled by a generous heart. She goes on to say, when we can experience the flowing and giving heart, freed from the constraints of fear, we begin to know and trust ourselves, and together we have more than enough to complete the task of making a place for God to dwell among us, between us, and within us. And Rabbi Menachem Meiri, a 13th or 14th century French scholar, describes this blessing. Moses blessed the people that their work would not only serve its purpose as a center for worshiping God, but it would bring them joy and fulfillment, that as a free people, their work would be both effective and fulfilling. And there's a midrash that says that Moses blesses the people with the words of Psalm 90, a psalm classically attributed to Moses himself. And the psalm says, may the favor of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, our God, be upon us. May the work of our hands fulfill us. May the work of our hands fulfill its purpose. I think a lot about community during these times we're all experiencing now, and how important our communities are to our well-being. I also think about our own Mishkans, the sacred spaces we create in our homes for meditation, for prayer, for community gatherings. And the Mishkan that we build within ourselves as we continue with our mindfulness meditation practice. How practice has a cumulative effect on us, and how we build our sacred community with these sessions that we participate in right here on Friday mornings. In our own Buddhist Sangha, according to the Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, community is the core of everything. The Sangha is a community where there should be harmony and peace and understanding. He goes on to say, in Buddhism, there are three gems: Buddha, the awakened one; Dharma, the way of understanding and loving; and Sangha, the community that lives in harmony and in awareness. The three are interrelated, and at times it's hard to distinguish one from another. In everyone, there is the capacity to wake up, to understand, and to love. So in ourselves, we find Buddha, and we also find Dharma and Sangha. In the Jewish tradition, Al Shlosha Devarim, on three things the world stands, according to Shimon the Righteous in Pirkei Avot, chapter 1, verse 2, on Torah, on Tefillah, and on Tzedakah, acts of loving kindness. Another interpretation of these three pillars is tshuva, return, tefillah, and tzedakah, righteousness. So may we all continue to be members of sacred communities. May we all continue to build our kehillas where we feel safe and blessed and fearless, where we can be present in the moment with expanded awareness, mindfulness, deeper understanding and love. And may we all continue to build our own inner mishkans from which we can draw strength and courage to face whatever life gives us. Let's take a moment before we have a discussion.